chapter 16, in verses 21 and following. Will you go to the Lord with me in prayer? And you know, as I was thinking, Heather and Jimmy are here this morning, and we just did the services for their baby yesterday. You know, and can continue to keep Heather and Jimmy in your prayers. They're having an awful hard time, and with baby Malachi, that, as we said, went to be in the arms of the angels. And we had their services yesterday. I see Miss Carol back here. Been down in South Florida for the past couple of months, getting treatments for cancer and things of that nature. And good to see you back with us. I just looked up and seeing. So glad that you're here with us this morning, worshiping with us. Go with us in prayer. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our church, the Lord. We're thankful, the Lord, that we are able to get involved in a ministry like the Operation Christmas Child and distribution, the Lord, of these shoe boxes going into countries and places where children don't have Christmas or have never heard about the Lord. And God, we thank you for that opportunity that you've given us, the Lord, and for Tom and Serena getting behind it and making this happen. God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for our angel tree, the Lord, and what they're doing. And God, just all the missions that this church is able to do and give towards, and Women on Mission and Miss Sharon and just all those that are a part of Women on Mission, God, that do different mission projects throughout the year, Tom and Serena with Servants' Hearts. And God, the people that give of this church, the Lord, and give financially, the Lord, that we can do missions, God, and spread your ministry. And God, thank you for each and every one of them. Thank you for all our leaders and teachers. God, I'm so thankful, Lord. I'm so blessed to be a part of a church that is such a giving church, Lord, and that will give and provide for these needs and necessities that others may have. And God, take care of the church business on top of it. God, I'm thankful for them. And Lord, I do pray for Heather and Jimmy this morning, Lord, and for their family. God, as they grieve the loss of Malachi, God, just the baby boy, the Lord, that you took into your arms. God, may you bless them today. Help them. Lord, thank you for Miss Carol being back. And God, may you continue your blessings on her as she, Father, battles through the cancer in her life, the Lord. And God, thank you for the others that have been able to be a part of our ministry that are back from sicknesses and back from surgeries. And Miss Sharon back from our surgery with her back. And God, so many folks that you got back here with us, the Lord, that have been down and out. And that, God, your hand of mercy has been upon them, and you strengthened them and been able to get them back here with us. God, thank you for that. Lord, there's many folks that are traveling today, many families that are on the road, many families that are on vacation, the Lord, and extended trips going on, and this is the season for traveling. God, we pray for them. And then we have others that many that are under the weather. And God, I pray that you would bless them today. Others that are at churches with their families being baptized, where God is being preached and souls are being saved. God, thank you for that. And God, for the opportunity to minister here today. God, we pray your anointing of your word. It is your word that we're going to preach. God, your word is special. And God, your word is to be praised and exalted. And God, your word is holy. And so God, I pray the anointing of the reading of your word this morning as we open it up, as we read it. God, may you open our hearts, open our ears, open our minds. May we be receptive to receive your word today. May we be not only hearers of your word, but doers, and be able to apply your message to our life, the Lord. God, defeat the devil, bind him up. And Lord, he's not welcome here. Let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God continue to have freedom to move and work in our lives and the life of the church. God, we're going to praise you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. So 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 21 through 36 says this: He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. And those were the songs that we sang today. Those were the words that were in those songs. Glory and honor and praise due to the Lord. And we talk about that. Give God, as it said in verse 27, glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. And let the fields rejoice, all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out in the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the brethren, that we may give thanks to the holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. All the people said what? Amen. And praise the Lord. When you look back at these verses of Scripture, as we went over and you read them, today I'm talking about being thankful, living in the spirit of gratitude, being thankful. We live in a society today that can care less about being thankful. We live in a society today that you can hold a door open for them as they walk in, and they won't even acknowledge that you just held the door for them. That's the kind of generation that we're living in. But folks, we need to maintain these qualities and these Christian virtues and characteristics in our life, regardless of what the world does. We need to exhibit these things to have an impact on them, instead of allowing the world to have an impact on us. We're to impact them. Oh, when you look back with me and you see verse 23, it says, sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth day to day his salvation. Sing unto the Lord. Thank God for what he's done in your life and my life. Sing praises to him. Exalt him. Lift him up on high. He's the one that we preach about. He's the one that we sing about. He's the one that we should be thankful about, and thankful for what God has done. Show him that. Sing it out to him. Sing praises unto the Lord. Show him. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Look, if there's nothing else for you to be excited about, if there's nothing else for you to think about that you can give him praise for or glory for, how about trying to thank him for your salvation? Amen? Because it's that salvation that you have in the Lord that's going to cause you to die and go to heaven and spend eternity with the Lord instead of dying and going to hell. My friend, listen, praise him for the salvation. Praise him. Sing songs unto him. Not only that, he says, declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. As we're doing with Operation Christmas Child, we're sharing the glory of the Lord. We're promoting it around the world. These gifts to be going into Africa, Bosnia, and you name it, it's getting there, my friend. It's spreading that gospel, doing as Thomas said, the commandments of the Lord in Matthew 28, and as we read earlier, go into all the world, preaching and teaching the name of the Lord, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And he said, and lo, I'm with you to the end. Amen. Just as Serena said, you might not have it, that's okay. God's going to take care of it. Give it in the faith. Give it in the Lord. Give it in faith in him. And God will see that they are delivered. God will see that they go to where they need to go. So he says, declare his glory. He said in verse 25, for great is the Lord and greatly to be to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Praise him. He's never done me nothing but good. God is great. It's a time of thanksgiving, a time of being thankful, praising the Lord for what he has done. I know a few months ago, Miss Sharon probably wasn't praising the Lord for the back surgery. But today she's praising the Lord. She's up and running around and doing better. And thank the Lord, for the first time in years, she might even be out of pain for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Amen. Something to thank the Lord about. Something to praise him about. You know, something to rejoice for him. Thanking the Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He goes on to say in verse 27, glory and honor are in his name. Glory and honor are in his presence. And it says strength and gladness are in his place. Glory and honor are in his presence. There in the presence of the Lord, you experience the glory and honor. There's strength in him. There's glory and honor and praise in his presence, he is saying. In his place, in his presence. Give unto the Lord, verse 28. Unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give back. There's glory and there's strength and all that in His presence. Now He's saying, give unto the Lord, all kindreds of people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give back to Him the glory and strength that He's instilled in you. God in His presence had those things. Give back to Him those things that are in you. Oh, He says in verse 31, let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Let Him say unto His nation, He said, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. You know, when I think about that, I think, thank God for the sea. Thank God for everything that is in it. Thank God for the fields and the pastures and the farmers. Thank God for everything's in there. And it goes on to say that the trees will cry out and praise Him. Thank God for the woods and the things that are there. Because if it wasn't for those things, you and I wouldn't exist. Because there would be no food for you and me to eat. Thank the Lord for the fields. Thank the Lord for the farming. Thank the Lord for the woods and the nations and the trees. Thank God for the sea and the ocean and things of that nature. You know, I thank the Lord at every opportunity that I get to take my boys fishing. And I get to take my boys hunting. And most of the time if I go fishing, I got to take my little mama with me. Now she's going to be up there with me. You know, and there's been times that, you know, we've been hunting and I took mom with me hunting about 8 years ago. And she's never been back because my brother took her with her that morning. And that morning he put her in the stand and he walked about 100 yards away from where she was and heard, pow! He said, what was that? He turned around and got his phone and said, mom, what'd you do? She said, I just killed him. He said, how'd you kill him? I ain't 30 feet from you. And she done killed a big buck. So I took her back with me. I took her back with me that evening, stuck her in the stand, and went and thought I was going to hunt and parked where I was going to get out. Opened up the door, grabbed my gun, and heard, pee-ow. Called her up, mom, was that you? Yeah, I said, what'd you do? She said, I just killed one of them. My brother said, well, he didn't get in the hunt, and I didn't get in the hunt when we take mom. So she'd been banned from hunting. You know, but we take her fishing, every fishing opportunity. She goes on, she loves to fish, but I love to take my boys and praise the Lord for those things and thank God for being out there. Listen, I've had a busy week this week, and I didn't get home until Saturday morning, about 4 in the morning from being busy and stuff. And then we had the services with Heather and Jimmy. And I had some things to do, and the message got done. And Grant's over here saying, Daddy, you got that message done yet? I said, I'm about to finalize it. He sounds like Marky. Daddy, you got that gun message done yet? Yeah, he sounds like Marky. Marky calls me up. He don't call me Daddy, but he calls me. And he says, you got that message done yet? I said, yeah, good gracious, why? He said, because it's 2 o'clock, and if we're going hunting, we need to be in the stand by 3. I said, yes, sir. You know, we get out there, and we're praising the Lord. You know, we're thanking God, and we haven't seen nothing yet. And Grant looks at me, and he says, Daddy? I said, yes, sir. He says, I don't care if I don't see anything. I just enjoy being out here with you. You know, and I look back at him, I said, buddy, I don't care if I see nothing either. I enjoy being here with you. And as soon as we said that, a doe came out and fed in front of us for 30 minutes. Said, thank you, Lord, for enjoying those things, praising God, thanking God for those opportunities that He gives us in life, to spend with family, to enjoy the woods, to enjoy the water, to enjoy the bounty that God has out there for us to enjoy. He said in verse 32 again, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, and let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. And He said, and then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of the Lord, thanking God for those things. Not only that, but if you're taking notes, that was just a little intro for you. And if you're taking notes, number one, be thankful for the goodness of God. Be thankful for the goodness of God, thanking Him for what He's done. Look back with me at verse 34. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Give thanks to the Lord. He is good. His mercy endures forever. James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? Above. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. And it cometh down from the Father of lights, who is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift, everything that we have comes from above. Thank God for what He's given you. Thank God for what He's given me. Thank Him from the bottom of your heart and say, God, thank you. I know all that I have. God, all that I am is a reflection of you. God, thank you for loving me. God, thank you for giving me what I got. God, thank you for giving me the help, the work. God, thank you. Thank you for giving me my husband, my wife. God, thank you. God, thank you. You know, I got the sweetest wife in all the world. In the last couple of days and over the past week, see, I find little notes throughout the house, and I find little cards that say, thank you, honey. I love you. I want you to know that you're the greatest thing that's ever happened to me outside of Jesus. You know, and does those things for me. You know, and they mean a lot, and I love her. You know, most people say she's up to something. She's wanting something. No, because she don't only do that just on those days, but she sends me texts throughout the week and tells me, nobody completes me like you do. I love you. And I'm able to do that after 22 years of being together. We still have that kind of love. Still have that kind of thing. And we was talking the night before, and she sat down. She said, just a random question. She said, what is it that I do that might irritate you? I said, sonny, I can't think of nothing. And I sit there and I thought and thought and thought and looked at her, thought and thought and thought. She said, if you got to think that hard, don't even say it. You know, I couldn't think of nothing. You know, we love one another. And our boys experience that love because we love one another in front of our boys and kiss mama and kiss my boys, you know, and things of that nature. But be thankful. Thankful for the goodness of God. Be thankful for what He's done. Thankful for family. You know, my boys, when we go fishing, they got to call Granny. Granny's got to go on the fishing trip. You know, and I got tons of pictures of Granny fishing with us. But taking that time to go fishing, taking that time to thank God for His goodness. Every great gift comes from above. Every great gift comes from above. Thanking God for that. Not only that, but number two, be thankful for the holiness of God. Be thankful for the holiness of God. Look back at verse 29. He says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering. Come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Thank God for His holiness. 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16. It says this in 1 Peter 1 in 15 and 16, it says, but as He which hath called you is what? Holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And he goes on to say, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Thank God for His holiness. Thank God for who He is. In 1 Peter 2, 9, it goes to say, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a what? Holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Thank God that He chose you and I to serve Him. Thank God that He didn't just extend a hand of invitation to the Israelites, but He extended it to the Gentiles, which includes you and me. Thank God. Thank God for His holiness. Thank God for calling us out. Not only that, but be thankful for His righteous judgments of God. Be thankful. Be thankful for the righteous judgments of God. Be thankful for that. Look at verse 33. He goes on to say, then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because He cometh to what? To judge the earth. Thank God for His righteousness. Thank God that He's a righteous judge. Oh, we got a lot of people that like to judge, don't we? We got a lot of people that like to cast their judgment. A lot of people that like to say this or that or the other. But thank God, what all that counts is what the Lord says. Amen. Amen. All that matters is what the Lord says. All that matters is what God thinks in our life. And guess what? If we're living a life that's pleasing and honoring to the Lord, what does it matter what others say? What does it matter? All they are is miserable. But thank the Lord. You know, for his righteousness, thank the Lord for what he's done. Not only that, but thank the Lord for the saints of God. Thank the Lord for those brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank the Lord for what he's done. Thank the Lord for those that are in our lives. He says in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, he says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you." Thanks just some of the time? Thanks what? Thanks always. Thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification and of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Thanking God for one another. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you, God, for how you're blessing. Thanking the Lord, praising him for what he has done, thanking God for those that he brings in our life. In Ephesians 4:11-13 says, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." He says, "Till we all come in unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the statues of the fullness of Christ." Thanking God. Yeah. Go back to that first verse, Marky. Thanking God for apostles. Thanking God for prophets, for evangelists, for pastors and teachers. Thanking the Lord. Being thankful for who God has placed in your path. Being thankful for who God is having you to minister under and minister with and minister to. I said all the time, I'm so thankful that God brought Brother Bill here. And as a pastor, I thank God for he bringing Brother Leroy here as one of the pastors. Thank the Lord for them and the wisdom and the knowledge that they bring to the table of 100 years combined experience in the ministry. I thank God for them. I thank God for every one of you that are here for that. Our prayer warriors, givers and teachers and workers in the church, thank God for you. And there's so many workers in here that I'm so blessed to be honored to serve with and under, and I thank God for you. Thank God for the saints of God. Thank God for what you're doing. Thank God that when one goes down, there's others to step up to the plate to continue the ministry on. Thank the Lord for you. Thank God for what you do. There's so many people that you might not know that are in the forefront, but they're behind the scenes working. You know, and I thought about that. I thought about so many people behind the scenes, but I think about Leonard and Darlene. They're here about 4 times a week. You guys don't see them because they're here when church is not going on. And they're here and they're cleaning and they're serving the Lord and they're doing things for me. They're running errands and going here and going there. But you know when he says, "Give thanks to the saints of God, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you through salvation, through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." But when it says, "I thank God and give thanks for you," I can tell you almost every single day of the week, Darlene and Leonard will come to me and say, "I want to tell you I love you in Jesus. I want to tell you that I thank the Lord for you. I want to tell you what a blessing you are to me and my family." It never gets old, Darlene and Lena. It never gets old. I love that compassion. I love to know that I'm loved by you and you respect me. And that you pray for me. And he'll come every Sunday and say, "Has anybody prayed for you yet, Brother Tim?" And I say, "Yes," or I say, "No." He said, "Okay, come here." And he'll lay his hands on me. And he'll pray for me before I come out here to preach. You know, and then on Wednesdays, he'll stand up and give testimony about he is blessed to be at such a wonderful church. He is blessed, and he tells every one of you that he's thankful for this church and thankful for you. He thanks God for Brother Bill. He thanks God for Brother Leroy. And they do a lot of things behind the scene that's never seen, and so do you. But I thank God for you. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for each and every one that are a prayer warrior, a worker, a giver, or those that are working behind the scenes that never get seen in the front. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. Miss Diane's another sneaky one. You will never see her doing anything up front. But you'll see her behind the scenes if you come up here through the week. Miss Marie is another one that does something behind the scenes. She's back there with the kids right now that's never seen in the forefront. Several of you do things behind the scenes each and every week where you say, I don't need that. I don't need that credit. I don't need that. You call me up and you give them little secret prayers that nobody knows about. You get that little devotion that nobody knows about, you know, and give it to you and stuff. It's because of the love of the brethren. It's because of the love of the saints that you have for one another. It's because of what you do and you stretch across the aisles and you stretch across each other and you love the Lord and you love one another and you let one another know that and you thank the Lord for one another. And it should be that way. It should be that way all the time, just not in the season of Thanksgiving. But thank God for the saints of God who He has placed in our life, the prayer warriors and things of that nature. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for them. You know, Miss Dorothy, she'll call me up and she'll pray through me through the week. And she instills wisdom in me. And she takes me tutoring classes and how to pronunciate proper words. And I'm driving her crazy because I ain't learned a bit. But she'll pray for me. And she will help me and she will encourage me. And y'all still love me when I pronounce a word that ain't even in the dictionary. Y'all... That's right, Brother Tim. Amen. Thank you. Love you. Oh, Lord. Thank the Lord for our saints. Not only that, but be thankful for the salvation of God. Be thankful for the salvation of the Lord and thankful for our salvation. Look at verse 35. He says, and you say, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to the holy name and glory in thy praise. Thank you, God. John 3:36 says this, he that believes on the Son have everlasting life, and he that believes not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. I think about John 3:16-17. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He goes on to say, for God sent not His Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Thank God for His salvation. Thank God for what He's done. Thank God for what He did for you and me. In Romans 5:8, He says, but God commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank the Lord for your salvation. Thank the Lord for what God has done. We are living in that time of November and December where, my friend, listen to me. People expect this country to give that praise of Thanksgiving in November. Thanksgiving is not about a turkey. You know, thank God for them. But it's not about a turkey. Poor turkeys at Thanksgiving. It's not about a turkey. It's about being thankful. Yes. Thankful for family. Thankful for what God has given us. Thankful for what God is doing. And living in that. Christmas. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about gifts. All that stuff is good and well and we celebrate it. But don't forget why we celebrate Thanksgiving. Don't forget why we celebrate Christmas. It's because God gave the greatest gift He ever had in His Son, Jesus. Be thankful. We need to be thankful of one another. Thankful of one another. Do this. Look to your left. Everybody, I'm facing you. Look to your left. Adam, tell me, is everybody looking left? Everybody's looking left. Adam's looking. Look to the left, and the person you're looking at, even if they turn to the side and you can only see the back of their head on some of them, say, I thank God for you. Say, I thank God for you. Look to the right. Adam, is everybody looking right?
Miss Dorothy's not. Woo!
Young lady, this is left and this is right. Look to your right. Everybody look to the right and say, I thank the Lord for you. I look up front. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for you. And I love you. And I love you. Folks, live in that spirit.